Radio Merseyside.
The government seems to have overlooked Liverpool in its plans for a north-south high-speed railway, so-called HS2. But a report launched today in Parliament called Ticket to Ride makes a convincing case for an HS2 and HS3, that's an east-west line, combined, and shows how we could pay for most of it without government aid. The author, Philip Lond, of the think tank Respublica, has been explaining the ideas to me.
Let's do the two big national ideas of this. Unless Liverpool gets a dedicated high-speed link, we all fear that Liverpool will essentially become a marginal city. Marginal, not just in respect of the country, but in respect of the north. It will become like those seaside towns that we all no longer visit, which would be a terrible fate for one of the great cities of our nation. And we at Respublica believe that Liverpool shouldn't have that fate. And there's one piece of a tipping point investment, if you will, that we believe can turn it round. It's not the sole condition, but it does need to be in place for everything else to happen. That is a dedicated HS2 line running from Liverpool city centre and connecting with HS2 and reconnecting Liverpool both with London, but also with Manchester Airport and Manchester herself.
Let's be clear, this is not what the 20 miles further campaign is arguing. They were arguing for it to come up from Crewe.
No, I think the 20 miles more campaign were arguing actually for exactly what we're arguing for. What HS2 Limited currently proposes is that HS2 will power up to Crewe, then when it gets to Crewe, those HS2 trains will then go onto classic track, Victorian track, and trundle up at a much slower rate to Liverpool. Now, that's still better than what we have already, but it doesn't answer the major problems that Liverpool faces. And the major problem is Liverpool has a world-class bit of infrastructure. And that is its new port, its post-Panamax port that can take all the massive cargo ships that now go through the widened Panama Canal. They're going to come into Liverpool, they're going to unload their containers, and estimates think that the amount of tonnage that Liverpool will deal with can treble within a very short period of time. At the moment, and you won't believe this, but at the moment, every single container landed at the port of Liverpool travels off by road, which is insane, and it's hugely damaging environmentally and hugely costly. If we were built our own dedicated high-speed HS2 or HS3 line...
Yes, I was going to say it's an HS2 stroke HS3, isn't it?
It is, because from the perspective of Liverpool, it's both HS2 and HS3 at the same time, because actually it runs west to east, which is what HS3 is meant to do, run all the way, if you like, from Liverpool to Hull and all points in between. And it also is HS2 because it connects us with HS2 and allows us to go north and south.
And it frees up the old, in inverted commas, West Coast Main Line.
It does. And studies show that actually, if we take the passenger traffic off the West Coast Main Line, put it on the new dedicated high-speed link out of Liverpool, we'd free up 21 freight journeys per day. This would be enough to cater for the huge influx of container traffic into Liverpool. And what it would do, it's a bit like having a world-class point of connection to the world, and then we don't even have a connection internally within the country to this world-class connector. Liverpool would be plugging back into the world. And if Liverpool's plugged back into the world, that's where prosperity originally came from. And Liverpool can prosper, and its city region can prosper once more, that Liverpool becomes the centre of trade, traffic and communication.
All right, that's at the centre of this paper, but it's much more than just the HS2.
Yes, it is. What we at Respublica have done was we've looked at the city region, and really we've diagnosed a whole range of problems that we think still remain unaddressed. And we've come up with a whole series of recommendations that if we believe that if they're followed, we can achieve a huge increase in jobs growth, about 84,000 by 2030. Now, we think that currently the plans for the city region rely on developing Liverpool Waters, which is that wonderful stretch of land just above the buildings when you get over the Mersey on the Liverpool side. Unfortunately, there isn't the demand to really redevelop this at the moment. And we think we need a whole new set of structures to get the amount of jobs in. Now, just before I tackle the recommendations that we have, here's the really exciting thing. If we can generate above what we normally would, these extra 84,000 jobs, we believe that Liverpool, if it retains the national insurance contribution that employers make to each of those new jobs, Liverpool can help self-finance this line. Just from the jobs alone, we calculate that Liverpool will be able to raise £1.5 billion, which is 50% of the cost of the £3 billion that the line that it will cost us to build this line. If you add in the tunnel tolls and allow the city region to have full control over those, that adds another £500 million. So, in principle, what Liverpool City Region could do is pay for two-thirds of the cost of the dedicated high-speed line. This, I think, offers Liverpool a chance to actually make this happen. Remember, this was the city that built the first ever railway, and we shouldn't be excluded from Britain's 21st century railway. Now, the key is, in order to achieve that level of self-financing growth, and then I've got a job to persuade the government to accept it, and hopefully others will join me in this, and this measure already has the backing of Liverpool's Mayor Joe Anderson, and he is, of course, chair of the city region as well, so that helps. But what we must do is change what's wrong in the city region, and Liverpool isn't good at facing its own problems, and none of us are, of course, but I think we need to do it if we're going to actually equal what our close neighbour is doing. If you just look 30 miles down the road, Manchester is not just steps ahead, it's miles ahead of where the city region is. Manchester is now the preferred destination for all types of businesses, and it's going to grow and prosper. It's got its public services right, it's got its jobs offer right, and if we're not careful, we will fall further and further behind because all the investments and opportunities will go there. So the first thing that's wrong, really, with the city region is governance. And everybody knows this, and everybody has said this. We need to escape from the background of endless fighting between people in the same parties, and we need to get behind the new Metro Mayor, whoever he or she may be. And what we think is we need a new model of governance that transcends local authority differences and local authority bickering. We need a new institution that wraps around the new Metro Mayor, one that has an arm that we call, for instance, Reform Liverpool, and does public sector integration at scale across the whole city region. The city region suffers from very poor public services, and the people who depend on them are not doing well. I wrote the original report for devolution to Manchester, and I calculated in Manchester that we could save £1 billion a year if we did public services properly. We could reinvest that money in our most vulnerable people. And we can do the same in the Liverpool City region. And it's foolish to spend money the way we are that doesn't work. We need early intervention, and we need massive investment in that early intervention to improve people's mental and physical health and skills. Secondly, we need a much more powerful LEP. Now, people may not know this, but Liverpool LEP is actually the organisation charged with growing Liverpool, but it doesn't have enough powers. It needs to have compulsory purchase of land powers over the whole city region. It needs to have land assembly powers so it can put them together. For instance, drive by the port any night and you'll see hundreds of lorries parked up. They should be in a dedicated space. They're jammed up on the side of the road, and all around the port there's small businesses that essentially are struggling or are vacated, and we haven't even put the land together to create a mass logistics industry that could create thousands upon thousands of jobs for the people of this region. Finally, we need a new innovation unit. We need kind of to attract very clever, very bright people to help run these services and come up with new ideas for how we can run our hospitals and public services. And the most important thing is we need a new quality of council officer, a new quality of public officer. There are some brilliant people in Liverpool City Region, don't get me wrong, but there's not enough of them. And what I'd like at the City Region is essentially to reform our governance, reform our ideas, and reform our implementation, so we can actually do things.
It's one heck of a challenge, what you're setting out. There are many, many people you will have to persuade.
It's always been like that. So I don't mind a challenge. But the point is, if you look at the problems that Liverpool faces, we really have to look them in the face and come up with bold, radical ideas. For instance, another one of our ideas is Liverpool's enterprise zone on Liverpool waters currently has no enterprises on it. Hasn't had for 2 years, and there's very little likelihood of having any more enterprises on it for the next 2 or 3 years. But if you look at Liverpool's city centre and all the businesses around there, potentially booming, we argue that the enterprise zone should, if necessary, be redrawn in a horseshoe shape around Liverpool city centre to capture our old commercial centre, the new knowledge quarter and the biosciences hub around the university. This, we think, can really push up Liverpool's businesses and create a really vibrant commercial centre that we then think will spill over into Liverpool waters and help realise that as well.
Philip Long there from the think tank Respublica, and that is being launched. That you can get it on Google. You Google around for a ticket to ride. High-speed rail for Liverpool. It's been launched in Parliament today. Now, Councillor Liam Robinson, who's the chair of Mersey Travel, said this. The transport ambitions for Liverpool City Region in this report build directly upon and re-emphasise the evidence and proposals presented by the Linking Liverpool campaign to the Government, National Infrastructure Commission and Transport for the North. The economic case for the benefits that will be delivered by full east-west and north-south high-speed rail connectivity is now compelling and supported by the strong technical case we have made. While faster journeys, including 20 minutes between Liverpool and Manchester, are welcome, it's the increased capacity on our railways for both freight and passengers that will really drive economic growth, not just for Liverpool City Region, but for the whole of the north of England. Our superport is a fundamental part of this. Building new twin-track rail lines between Liverpool and Manchester and connecting these directly to HS2 is a fundamental part of delivering the so-called Northern Powerhouse economy and is both affordable and deliverable. With our technical and economic case for full high-speed rail connections for Liverpool now having been recognised by both Government and Transport for the North, we await the next stage of reports from TFN due out in March. Linking Liverpool partners will continue to push for the delivery of our proposals as part of the first phase of Northern Powerhouse Rail and for the best funding package for Liverpool City Region.